What's up, After Buzzers? We're here talking Ballers, Season 4, Episode 2. Tonight, we're talking Chuck and Ricky. Is Ricky getting back in his good graces? We're talking Jada and Spencer. What's going on with that situation? And we're talking Parker and this Coca-Cola sponsorship. Things are going to get interesting. Come on back. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Come on. What? If this don't get you hype right here,
hey,
let's go. I'm about to go. We all said we about to go work out right now, so we might have to go.
I lied.
Get it pumped up.
We just messing with you.
We just was lying.
Do some push-ups on the table right now.
Okay.
Win, 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 win. That's what we about to do tonight. Hope you guys are, thank you for joining us. Hope you guys are ready for a good show tonight. I got my lovely co-host with me today. Again, I'm Tanir Williams. We're talking season 4, episode 2. Don't you want to be Obama? Something, you know, like that. But like I said, Tanir Williams. Let me introduce my lovely co-host to my left here.
What's up, everyone? It's Felicia Michelle.
And what's up, everyone? It's Francesca.
And we're, like I said, we're talking Ballers tonight. So we had some interesting things going on tonight. First thing, I want to just get kind of everyone's overall thoughts of the episode.
I love this episode, but I'm like a huge fan of The Rock and John David Washington and everybody on the show. But I really love this episode. My favorite portion of it is definitely Parker. I love when shows tie into like real life issues that are going on. That's probably, this episode was dope and did it in a perfect way too.
Yeah, I love the episodes. I love Baller in general just because even though it's like 30, 35 minutes, you feel like you get a whole story instead of like being like, wait, just five more minutes. And they touch all really good topics in 30 minutes.
No, they for sure. They went in tonight. And you can, like you said, you have the kind of social conscious part of it. And I love it too because, I mean, that's part of the sports world. Like this is a part that people don't. That we don't see, the general public, you know, specifically referring to like the Coca-Cola Parker situation, kind of all that behind the scenes being, you know, a person of color, you know, maybe how things go down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's on the one hand you have, well, we're going to get into it.
Okay.
I want to say this. Sorry. I was all excited.
I'm
like
that.
You. Yeah. I'm getting all into it. So, but first let's start off with first topic of the night, Chuck and Ricky. With that situation, I mean, we know kind of the history that they've had in the past, and now Rick's trying to get back in, do some things, but I love the writing on the show. Be like, hey, let's make some drama go on.
Right?
So kind of, Felicia, what are your thoughts about this situation?
It was so it was childish. Like, it was like, you know, I felt like, I mean, the relationship is not, it's, there's an innocence about their relationship that I really like their family. And so even though they're upset at each other, they're disappointed in, you know, what Ricky did last season, but there's still like I want to be a part of this, but I'm too prideful to like be the person to say that you're good for me and that I'm good for you. Like, it's just so much pride there, but it's a lot of love. It's funny, especially him going and buying the watch.
Oh.
And like you're trying to win him back, and then especially with Chuck, like, I'm taking my poppy seed bagels
and
your cream cheese.
He's like,
get
that
your
was
cream cheese
our
too.
Cream cheese. It's that, like they want to make it work, but they're just stubborn.
It is, and like you said, you're dealing with some male egos,
right?
Sports figure, you know, professional athletes. So like you said, nobody wants to give ground, but like you said, there's still the family aspect to it. So
I'm shocked that Chuck is so forgiving still. You know, like that he would even want to do that because Ricky really screwed him over. And it seems like as we watch the show, I mean, I've been like a day one fan, anything with The Rock, I'm there. and they've gone through so much together. And like, you know, that your reputation is everything in the sports world because we've seen like how Spencer couldn't get on for a long time just because reputation alone. And it's like you kind of messing up my reputation, man. I'm putting myself out there for you and now to be associated back with you. And Ricky's kind of like a black cloud that no one wants to walk under because they don't because he has just too much going on in his situation.
And it's interesting that you bring that up because I feel that there's the personal side and then there's the business side.
Right.
And even in the meeting room, you know, like two or three of the guys, everybody's like, yeah, that'd be a great get. And if he didn't at least go and reach out and do it, it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like you're messing with the team. You're messing with the business because of some little beef you guys had, you know, back in the day or, you know, like whatever happened. So I'm sure he has to kind of walk that line of, you know, maybe I don't want to do this, but I just got in this job. I don't want to mess up, you know.
I'm wondering if he brought the cookies back. What do you guys think?
Yeah, going with the, like you said, with the way he snatched up his bagels, and he's like, that was always stuff. I was like, oh, man, the people in their feelings right now.
When I saw that, I was like, that's like I came to bring you a peace offering and now I'm taking it back. I don't know. It was funny. It's really cute. I do want to see like Ricky get back out there, but it's just crazy the level of pride he has. Like he just didn't want to do a simple workout. All he wanted to do was work out. He didn't say like try out with a bunch of guys. He didn't. He was like, oh, I just need to see you work out. That's all. Right. You haven't played this sport in forever. But, you know, Ricky and his ego can never seem to part ways. Right. And it's messing up a move for him.
Yeah, it wasn't like anything out of the ordinary that he was asking him to do. I'm sure anybody there. I feel like that's a normal thing that teams do. Like, hey, we're interested in you, but you've been out for a little bit.
Exactly.
Let's bring you in just see what.
And
you're
not like a spring chicken or anything like that.
Right.
Just be honest. What is the average NFL career? Like three years or something like that. So
2 to 4.
It's season 4. So by how I go?
Yeah, exactly.
About 3 years.
And if you've taken some time off in that time, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, I feel like those are definitely professional sports. That's something you got to be in doing all the time. You take some time off. I mean, unless you're just like a Michael Jordan or someone.
Elite,
you know,
athletes. If you're an elite athlete, your body's up to certain conditioning at your peak and then you kind of like fall off. Like I know like if I was an Olympic figure skater, let's say, for example, I was an Olympic figure skater. And they were like, you're not skating anymore, Felicia. I would just go skate my way to, like, a Korean barbecue place, like, a donut shop. Like, I would be so happy because of being so disciplined so long. Like, right. So it makes sense that he needs to work out. Ricky's just...
Yeah, you can't just...
And there's also a difference. A difference between, I feel like, just working out and being in good shape and then in whatever sport you're in, like being, they always say like, you know, like being in football shape or basketball, like, you know, football, you're getting hit. I mean, you can be working out, you can do push-ups and stuff, but until someone hits you with those, you know, it's like your body's got to get used to that and get back into that. So, you know. Anyway, Ricky and them being childish. And Chuck being childish.
I was actually surprised was that Chuck came to the house because I know Ricky's still trying to keep it undercover with Amber that he's looking at going back into the league. So I was surprised because Amber's mom was there and he just showed up.
Like you said, the
I got nervous. I was like, is Amber going to pop out somewhere?
The timing of that could have been.
Really
because like you said, what if she had walked in the kitchen like, what you guys talking about? Oh. You know, he's trying to talk about what? I thought you said you
and
were
Chuck's
going?
So honest, he would just be like,
right.
Say it.
Chuck's saying just, right.
Not even think about it. Just say
right.
it.
Well, After Buzzers, we love that you guys tune in and watch the show. And we have just a quick favor that we'd like to ask of you.
Yes, for sure. Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? See, our network here, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder for television fans. But we do need your help. So what we're asking is if you will please subscribe to one or more or all of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, what you do is YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and it'll also help AfterBuzz to grow. And if you're worried about those little stupid notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now, not later, not tomorrow, but right now for this channel. And be sure to check out all of the other channels on AfterBuzz's YouTube as well. Please let us know you did in the comment section. Sorry, I'm trying to read and read. Please let us know that you did in the comment section. We'll be sure to shout you out on air. For now, we do thank you for being the best fans and for helping us to continue to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Boom. Well done.
Yes.
Subscribe. Well, let's get into the second topic of the day. Jada and Spencer. Jada's obviously, you know, her son is like one of the top quarterbacks or, you know, high school players in the nation.
He is a player. He's a one in a generation.
Once in a generation. So that means, you're top of the food chain type thing. Spencer goes out to talk
you
to
her. You almost said Will and Jada.
I know. And so Spencer goes out to talk to her about her son, but it looked like in that meeting that maybe there's be a little more, some sparks possibly flying. What you guys think?
Alexa, play Silk, Meeting in My Bedroom.
I mean, we saw Joe when they were talking, when he was answering the call in the car, he's over there making the little like, doop. I mean, yeah, she's beautiful. She's young, and that's totally Spencer's thing.
And then she had the comment about the clothes when he was like, said the quote, you know, the clothes make the man. She said, I'm looking at it. Yeah. I was like, ooh, that right there is, you know. This
dude got the phone like, chow. Right.
When you get nervous and just say what.
When you didn't think the conversation was going in that direction. I don't think he expected it to happen like that. I think he just has a genuine interest in young, like that. Oh, that sounded weird. Right. Oh, he has a genuine interest in helping young athletes to get to where they need to be. We saw it before. I think it was a season three with the Country Bowl, who he was running on the beach, popping beers.
Yes.
So he just has an interest in helping people, and he sees this kid as super talented, and he also knows how the industry that he's in has screwed people over, himself included in that. So I think he really does take his job to heart. He just knows that he can't talk to him. But, you know, Spencer just does what Spencer wants to do. He's kind of like an off-brand, like, Robin Hood, because he's still rich. Like, he doesn't take from the rich. Like, he's good, and his actions are good, and he's generous. But it's like, bro, no. Like, you're still doing wrong, even if it's for the betterment of other people. Like, you're still violating things. But I think he'll end up, you know.
It's tough. Well, like you said, I think especially with his background, having played, which is, I always love it that a lot of his background is like what The Rock did. And like, I know he went to the University of Miami, played football there, you know. So even speaking from like maybe personal experiences, you know, maybe that's why he connects with this character, because he's really looking like, hey man, I've been there, like, you know. And I think that really would give him credibility with someone like Jada, you know, being like, hey, I've been there, I know exactly what your son's about to come up against, or, you know, especially dealing with these schools that can be, you know, shady and stuff like that, even though he can't directly talk to him, but he can definitely give her
I know where he's trying to guide another thing that I liked and I loved about the writing of this particular storyline is that this is not the stereotypical like low income family black athlete. Like, she's very she's smart, she's super intelligent, she's a public defender. She looks like she has some sense. So she's just not out here looking crazy. Like, she's trying to make power moves for her son, and it's supposed to just like that same stereotype over and over again. So,
you know, what's also interesting that I found about her is that she was actually very, a lot of times I feel like when I've seen those type of characters, it's kind of like, hey, this is my son, we're going to go do this, this, and this.
Right.
Here, she's actually like, I need help. Like, help me, guide me through this.
Family because of Jason. Yeah. So she feels like she can trust Jason. So that means that she can trust Spencer. I just don't think that either of them knew that the other one was fine. Like, it was true. Like, oh, surprise. Oh, damn.
Well, he had seen her on the TV last week. When he was like watching the interview with the
Quincy. Yeah, when he said, I'm looking at the mom, you know, like type thing. So
I think that was definitely like a seed planted last episode. So I feel like we're gonna see a little bit more of that for sure.
And she was pleasantly surprised when she probably showed up. Like, although you feel it's like she would have probably been able to see something like maybe beforehand. Like, maybe. Who is this
in this day and age?
Right, you would think.
They don't need to be famous to find them. Just saying.
That's very true. Very true. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that that develops and how that storyline kind of goes along, you know, going forward, and what happens with that.
Can I just sidebar and say Jason's girlfriend was annoying?
Yo.
Oh my god. You know, like, oh my.
She just was doing the most. Like, girl, go get your own bucket of balls.
Right. Her accent was out of this world.
I don't know. I'm from New Jersey, so it sounded okay to me.
Yeah, you were kind of feeling like she was like she
kind
was
of like Boston. No offense to Boston accents, like but it was just like her attitude and how she was like demanding. I was just like,
I was gonna say, you thought she was
a good harsh accent.
You would have thought she was the super agent, and like he was like the hanger on. Like, oh, go get me my stuff.
It was like almost a play. Like, she has his balls, but he's over here getting her balls.
Or maybe he's, I mean, Jason, not to say, Jason, as if, you know, we're watching the show, like, he's cool, but Jason can be annoying. So I think she just probably was annoyed that she's, she probably was annoyed that he, you know, was doing his thing and she's trying to spend time together. And I think a lot of, if you've ever been a girlfriend, who's had a boy, or shoot, if you've ever been in a relationship, period, it doesn't matter what was down there, but they've gotten on your nerves when you're trying to spend time and maybe they're not paying attention. So I think that's what it was. She can't help her. She needs to work on her accent, but she can't help it.
Oh, and the, well, so yeah, we'll definitely watch for that, see how that goes. The what I really want to spend some time on is this kind of the final storyline that kind of it hit with me, like struck a chord with me personally, is this this whole Coca-Cola and Parker relationship, what they did obviously with the advertising campaign, and just in terms of how they working with athletes of color, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you said, The Rock even stepped in a little bit and definitely had Parker's back on that. But you also see the we saw the business side of it when what's his name, Lance,
And the people from Shh.
Yeah, when you step in and you start talking,
I love Hi Joe.
Yeah,
Hi Joe's great.
when you start talking about millions of dollars at stake, you know, and people like, oh, like what's this going to do? I want to get thoughts in terms of like what you thought of. That whole situation.
I was really happy that Spencer had that meeting, and regardless of Lance knew about it in the beginning, because I think some things you really do need to put your foot down on. And, you know, like I feel like, especially in sports, even though I understand extreme sports, you usually think of more lighter skin, but I feel like, you know, every athlete is just an athlete. So why not? What's the point? And who cares if it's $1 million contracts and stuff? It's if it's not ethical or not, you're not comfortable with it. Like, okay, so we lost Coca-Cola. Well, let's go get I don't know. Pepsi's not a good
Pepsi, reference. Hold on. Pepsi had Beyonce, Britney Spears, though.
Well, they had that one commercial with Kendall, remember?
Oh, yeah, never mind.
So, like, Dr. Pepper. Right. Okay, like, Dr. Pepper can come in and they can have a good deal with Dr. Pepper. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I appreciated that Spencer put his foot down. And then I do like, before that meeting, though, how he tried to really relate to Parker. And, you know, Joe's trying to approach it. Well, he was high, but he was trying to approach it differently. But he really was like, I feel you. I understand you. I want to hear what you want to say. So I just really appreciated Spencer in this episode.
So, all right. There was a lot of issues in this topic. And that's why I like it. I feel like it struck things on many levels if you're paying, like, attention. Well, first off, their name is Shh, so they're trying to silence you. Like, that was hilarious.
I didn't
like, they're trying to silence you. Another thing is touched on the topic is colorism. So, and it's funny that typically people who have deeper complexions are discriminated against because of that. And what they did was make his complexion deeper so that they can make him the token black person. And nobody wants to be the token black person. I went to Penn State. It is 70% at the time I went, 70% Caucasian, 30% other. And that's all the others.
Right.
All the others, that's in the others. That's not Caucasian. So it's being the token black person in a space is not fun because you represent like a whole race of people. And like, how much pressure is that? So when he said, I don't want to be the best black surfboard. I just want to be the best surfer. Like, and I totally understood that. Like, okay, I get it. You just want to be the best. Like every athlete goes out to try to be number one in their sport. But sometimes you can't ignore color. Like people, I don't see color. Really? Right. Then you should get those glasses that they sell online.
You might need a little surgery.
Yeah, you might need something, but it's there. I love that he chose not to ignore it. I thought it was so funny that it came back around to bite them in the butt, that they wanted to just, they wanted to brand him like this. And he said, okay, well then I'm going to be the most pro-black person ever. He did, you know, he did put his fist up. I was like, girl, I forgot I was in the studio. I was like, oh, wait. I mean, I'm still, but you know, it wasn't necessary because everyone's very inclusive here.
No, it was interesting. And I wanted to get your guys, your thoughts, especially when he had mentioned, like you said, not wanting to be the best black surfer. I don't want to be Obama. You know, because a lot of times I think back to people like a Tiger Woods, you know, being in golf, very white sport. And I remember when he was coming out, he was like, hey, I just, you know, I just want to be me. I'm, what did he say, like Kabbalah-gasian or whatever he said his race was, because he's mixed with like a lot of things. But it was one of those things, like, especially in a sport like that, especially if you're good, when you're good and dominant. I mean, it's like you said, you can't erase race, like you can't not look at it. And I know sometimes with, well, I know my friends, my black friends who, you know, saw it when he said that were kind of a little put off, like, oh, okay, like, you know, like you're not going to recognize basically that you're black or you're trying to like appease everybody, mm-hmm. you know. It's just like, because when people see him, like, they're going to recognize, they're like, when they first see you, they're going to be like, oh, you're black. Like, you're not, they're not going to say you're this mixture of races.
I'm just be flat out. Like, mm-hmm. I think that Caucasian people would say you're black, because that's what I get. Like, you're just black. But other people who are of different ethnicities, oftentimes someone who asks me and don't actually just assume. So I think from an outside standpoint looking in, they're just going to look at him and be like, oh, yeah, he's black. Like, that's just it. It's really easy to just label it like that. Right. I thought it was funny as I'm sitting here thinking and listening to you talk about, like, white guys in the NBA. Like, who's the first white dude in the NBA? Like, do we know who he is? Like, like, do we know who, like, the number one white scorer is? Like, no, because those are not parameters that people are not of color have to live by. And I got his point, and it made me think, like, damn, maybe I should stop being like, oh, I love her because she's the first black woman. Like, I love Oprah because she's the first black woman or the first black, first African-American and first woman to be in the Billionaires Club. Like, no, I just should love her because she's just Oprah. She's a motivational speaker. She helps people, right. Such and so on and so forth. But you need those images too. So it's a kind of, what is that?
It's like a, yeah, it's like a tug.
Yes.
You need that balance, because I think it is important, like, to say that, say, for Oprah, she is the first black person, because that gives other people, like, okay, I can do that. Like, you know, with Crazy Rich Asians, that's out right now.
Oh, yeah.
The main actress was giving an interview, and she started crying. She's just like, I want girls to be like, oh, I'm Asian, too. I could do this. You know what I mean? So right. There is still an importance to it, but
Representation matters, but the label is just like...
Exactly.
I also think it's interesting in terms of his background, because, like you said, when I think of people like... you know, like Venus and Serena in tennis, you know, hey, grew up in Compton, yeah. Kind of came up, grew up in like a black community. He's like, I grew up in Laguna. So maybe people he grew up around, maybe it's not as big a thing to him.
Right.
And like you said, it's just kind of, you know, with the maybe the surfer community and everybody's all kind of inclusive, you know, and so maybe he doesn't have that. Or at least at that point he didn't, and then he came out, you know, at the end, or, you know, with the whole black fist and everything. Because even some of the people in the crowd, at the thing, like, I mean, there were like some real looking black dudes, yeah. Like in there, and they like had their fists up. I was like, oh, okay, first of all, we out at the beach like that at a surfing competition. That's when things have changed.
Hello,
you know?
Girls in bikinis. All guys would be out at
the
beach.
There you go. So you know, it was that, and like you said, you saw Coca-Cola's react, or the reps. I'm sorry, the. Reps, their reactions, how they, you know, they were kind of like, ah, this dude, you know, obviously, Lance was, you know, peeved because they know that's probably a very, in corporate America, you don't want to be probably taking too much of a stance, right. Like, or have your representatives, you know, that you're sponsoring be too far, you know, radical or things like that, you know, kind of like a, you know, he's almost like a Colin Kaepernick type
that's
stuff.
That's exactly who, you know? I was thinking about.
Taking the stand with the fist and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I know The Rock was probably like, hey, he's sticking up for me. Or, you know, he's, kind of just saying, like, who he
is. I loved his, like, I told you so at the end. Mm-hmm. Because it could have been so simple. Like, it could have really just been so simple. Like, you could have just listened to what he was saying mm-hmm. about his own image. But now, since that's the, okay, now that's how you want to play it. Now this is how I'm going to play it on my end. Mm. So you want me to be the first best black surfer? Then, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And it's like, did it like give a background to what his parents' ethnicities are? He looks biracial.
They didn't.
I think it might be the.
I mean, I know his hair is probably not naturally blonde, but.
They didn't say in the show, though, or, you know, reference it. But he did kind of, you know.
Would it just be assumed that he's like, mixed, but he's black?
I thought he was. I mean, just, you know, I don't know. Just from looking at him, I thought he was kind of.
All brown people come in a bunch of different shades mm-hmm. and such anyway. Yeah. You really never know.
No, because my brother, I have two black parents, but my, like, for instance, my brother is very, like, much more fair skinned than I am, you mm-hmm. know. But, you know, people.
Melanin is tricky, guys.
Yeah.
Tricky.
So, yeah, that's, you know, I feel like that's going to be a big issue going forward, because another thing that I noticed is in terms of, especially when Lance brought out Spencer and Joe out of that meeting, and, you know, he's like, hey, I'm the brains and the charisma. You know, he looked at The Rock like, you're the head and the torso. And he's like, you just, you know, to Joe, just kind of like, you're kind of.
Poor Joe.
Yeah, he's just always
But Joe was out of it at that point. He didn't care.
I feel like it's going to be this continuing power struggle. Yes. You know, because like you said, they had had the meeting and he didn't even.
Oh, you know, prediction?
Is that where I'm heading to?
Probably. I think you're headed to prediction land.
Then let's slide right into that. Hey, we're going to get to our predictions going forward for some ballers.
Where's the music, man?
He was probably like, dang, we didn't even know we gone. He just transitioned right into that mug.
Well, because I really want to talk about it too, but then you didn't. So I was like, please, yeah, do predictions now.
Sorry. Hey, we're going to get into predictions.
Oh, there we go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions,
people.
Every time I hear the prediction music, I think of Halloween.
Right. No, it is a little creepy. I think that, going forward, there's going to be I feel like there's this continuing power struggle within that, the company, you know, because he, Lance is, even though he's kind of, The Rock and them have come in and bought the company, I feel like he still doesn't want to kind of relinquish that control. So I think he was a bit peeved when he was kind of like, hey, I didn't know we had a meeting. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was knock on my little chamber, let me know. And so even though The Rock is trying to go about and get things done, he's still kind of living his, hey, this is how we do things. So that's going to be a struggle a continuing struggle, I feel.
And
like,
I know you guys were talking about that on last episode. Mm-hmm. Ivana was talking about his character, how much is he going to hold on to it? Like, mm-hmm. that culture that they have in that office is really based on how he's made it.
And he's a maniac.
He's insane. like you guys were saying, he got in the conference room last episode and was like, get the fuck out. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
And like, you know, you made a point while we were watching this episode to show the girl from that she thought it was funny when he was talking to them like that. And it's like, ew, I don't know. I couldn't work with someone like that. And I just honestly... no offense to Russell Brand, he plays that character all the time. Like those crazy characters, he's so typecasted.
Right. And get into the greed like that. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God, I don't like him. I can't.
Can you imagine him sobbing on camera or something? Like, can you imagine him playing anything else? I can't.
No, I can't. I mean, he fits that, but like, I mean, he plays that character so well.
And he doesn't mind getting any of those SAG checks that come in the mail, so he's probably just fine. What character do you want me to play? Oh, I'm him again?
Okay.
His lines? Okay, here we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, just seeing his characters outside of this, just knowing that, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a continual struggle with them. And we're just going to need Joe just to be in the middle, high all the time, just add that comic relief, make it a little bit less tense.
I think I loved your point when you were talking about when you related what's going on with Parker to what's going on with Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought like, wow, we might get to see someone discovering what them being black means to them as far as like being in the public eye. So I think that's a really interesting thing that you said and a development that will happen. Also, I believe that there might be some backlash. I mean, there's going to be some backlash for that. Spencer's definitely going to be blamed for mm-hmm. that because he's the one that spoke up. And Coca-Cola, they're going to try to pull. I think they're going to try to pull away. I think Parker's going to get... Everybody want to be black till it's time to be black, okay? I said it. You know, until there's some negative consequences that come with the, you know... speaking out against things that people would rather you not, you know? So I think that that's definitely happened. Maybe they strategically mirrored that. You know, someone at the height of their career, someone who's in physical shape, someone who's doing very well, making such a public stance, and then, you know, there it goes.
Well, like you said, especially when you're dealing with millions of dollars, these mm-hmm. corporate sponsors, I mean, it's no joke. And even Russell Brand, he said it. He was like, hey, this was put into place, you know, what did he say? It was like $3 million. He's like, two of it of which we get. I mean, you start cutting off that kind of money, you know, I mean, I'm thinking of it from his perspective.
Yes.
And I'm not thinking about like from, you know, because Parker's probably like, I could care less, or maybe I can go somewhere.
Dude, I don't care. Surf out,
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
Cowabunga.
But it's interesting, like you said, that I like kind of what they did with or are doing with, you know, his character. And it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, what if that that corporate sponsorship is something that they'll need, you know, down the road, maybe, I don't know, they get in financial trouble, or it's like maybe other sponsors start pulling out, like, hey, we don't want to.
Speaking of people who are going to need and be in need, I see Ricky you know, swallowing his pride and going back to Chuck, and maybe with some bagels in tow. Because Ricky is one for, like, you know, he could take a good joke. You know, he can make a joke or, like, a statement. I do think Amber's going to find out and go create, like, ballistic. Mm-hmm. Like, she really scares me. Like, if that, like, I would, she's just scary. She's scary as hell. Like, she's had that baby, and now she has him, and now she gets to play his girlfriend. I'm jealous. I'm done. No, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah,
no, I'm a little serious.
It's going to be, like you said, in terms of, especially when she finds out, I mean, I don't know if Ricky's going to plan out that conversation or, you know, because it's like, you know it's coming. Like, you can't play a season in secrecy.
Can't keep the old mattress because of possible exes, she's not going to be good on this.
I wouldn't have kept the mattress either. I'm just saying, that's kind of nasty. That's actually very nasty. I don't blame her for that. It was the way in which she said it, though, I didn't like. But I do think that she'll be understanding. I think she'll surprise us because sometimes their connection is just super sweet and stuff in it. But I think she'll surprise us. But she's on go ballistic first. And I think maybe her mom might even tell, because I didn't even notice when you said her mom was in there listening to what they were saying. But holding the baby.
Right. I think, though, if he, you know, obviously ends up at the Rams, they don't got to move. They don't have to move. So, like, they don't, you know, like, last episode it was, well, wherever the baby goes, I go, and we want to be a family. So I think it will end up ultimately okay because they don't have to really go far.
I think that would be the one kind of point, like, or at least that he could use.
Right.
Like, hey, we don't have to go anywhere. You know, we got this out. We'll be right here. But the rest of it is, you know.
Yeah.
But Chuck's going to make something work. I don't see Ricky not playing. I don't see that. That'd be so weird. Like, he doesn't play anymore. Like, what would he do? Because he's now almost at a place where he's like, I want to play.
Now, it's going to be interesting with, because I'm assuming he's going to go try out, probably make it on the team. But with, again, dealing with the professional athlete ego, what's his role going to be on the team? Is he going to speak, you know, maybe he might think like, hey, I'm going to come in, I'm going to be doing 18, stuff. And they might be like, hey, we only need you for like two plays a game, you know? Right. And then it's, what? And then is he going to go off, you know, or let his mind be? I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
And then I don't know if you guys heard
we got all kind of predictions tonight. Right? We got like 50 Why predictions. Not? Like, you know, let's do it.
When he was on when Spencer was on the phone with Reggie, back in Miami, but he was saying that technically him and Reggie and Ricky are essentially silent partners into X things. So I feel like it would be weird if Ricky didn't do football, but if he didn't, I feel like we might have shenanigans with that company with him. Maybe we'll might want to serve. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm. And we'll see Vern next episode too.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that because I think Reggie's hilarious.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. For sure. He's a character.
Like, literally makes.
which always just brings it back to me when I see like these characters, and it was interesting. I was telling Ivana last week that I was listening to, I think it was like ESPN or something, and they were talking about, this was before the season had even started, and it was some football player, you know, talking about it, and he was like, yeah, a lot of the stories and these storylines, you know, come from like real things that have happened. And he was like, sometimes some of the players have been like, yeah, I can't even be on this episode because that hits too close to home. Like, either this happened to me or somebody, I've been in this, or someone would be like, you know. So, you know, people like Reggie, like some of the characters that come out in their lives, it's just the whole professional athlete lifestyle, you know, and what goes on. And I think they do a great job, obviously, of portraying that. But I know there's probably stuff it's like, hey, we can't even put this in. You know, even though it's an HBO show, we can't talk about this. I would love to just sit down with some of these players
and just
tell me stories, you know, like the mattress type story. I mean, not necessarily like what happened, but it's just like, I'm sure they all have like, like, it's just, he's like, well, maybe, maybe I would one time, you know, like, no, that would be terrible. Well, I mean, for fan, do we have some fans of the day?
Bryce,
fan shout outs?
Bryce. Thank you. Rewind that back. Bryce Blackwell, he said this is a very good episode of Ballers, which I definitely agree. It's probably my favorite episode of the season. Every show I say this.
Like, somebody better.
Get used to it. Just every episode.
I'm just going to put myself in a loop saying that. I don't know. I just love the shows that we do here. So.
Very good. Well, you said it was Bryce.
Bryce,
thanks for the thanks for tuning in and dropping comments and watching on the live stream. Anything else before we close it out for you guys?
All hearts and minds are clear.
All right. She's dropping knowledge. All right. Well, you know what? That's I think that's gonna do it for us here. So again, we appreciate you guys. We hear the.
What's your name? Where can they find you?
Oh, I'm Tanira Williams. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TanirW.
I am Felicia Michelle. Thanks so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle. And tomorrow I'll be. Oh, Real Housewives of Potomac on the Drama Channel at 7 o'clock.
And I'm Francesca, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
Boom.
All right, Dan.
All right. Thank you, guys. So thanks again, and we'll see you guys again next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.